This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As they wrap up their arguments against President Donald Trump, House Democrats say that he will keep abusing his office unless Congress stops him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
He is who he is.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says the president will not change. He didn't after getting caught.
Cannot leave a man like that in office.
It's day three of Democrats making their case to skeptical Republicans who say they're tired of hearing the same arguments over and over while saying the president acted appropriately. Jay Sekulow and his lawyers will present their case starting tomorrow morning.
We're going to rebut and refute, and we're going to put on an affirmative case tomorrow.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump was in front of a supportive crowd Friday when he appeared at the annual March for Life rally, the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Trump told the crowd it was a profound honor to speak to them and that he stands with them.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
The president's visit was also another bid to enlist white evangelical Christian voters and conservatives to help him win another term. Past presidents who opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators who want to outlaw abortion. Trump was a late convert to the cause. He previously said he was pro-choice, but changed his stance when he ran for office. Fears about the spread of a deadly virus from China pushed stock prices lower Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.58%. The S&P dropped by 0.9%, while the NASDAQ fell by 0.93%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has confirmed 1,287 cases of patients infected with the new coronavirus, while the death toll has risen to 41. Michelle Hennessy reports that comes after China locked down 10 cities out of concern for the spread of the virus.
Chinese media are reporting that some hospitals have only 3 to 4 days left of supplies and are running low on testing kits. Now, some hospitals are calling on public support, issuing appeals for things like masks and protective suits for medical workers. One doctor, who asked to remain anonymous, said hospitals would rather wait for support from the central government, but right now they have no other option. To add to the problem, Friday marked the start of the 7-day Lunar New Year holiday in China. That means manufacturers, suppliers and distributors of medical gear will close and could exacerbate the shortages. Health authorities are also fearing a boom in the infection rate as hundreds of millions of people travel around China and abroad for the holiday.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. A powerful earthquake struck eastern Turkey Friday, killing at least 14 people and collapsing buildings near the epicenter of the tremor. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the magnitude 6.8 quake hit Elazığ province about 550 kilometers east of the capital Ankara. Several aftershocks followed the initial jolt. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Authority said 8 people died in Elazığ and 6 more in the neighboring province of Malatya. Regional governor said hundreds of people were injured. Turkey has a history of powerful earthquakes, with at least 17,000 people dying there in 1999. When a 7.6 quake struck the city of Izmit. Aerosmith is scheduled to get a special honor at the Grammys, but their drummer Joey Kramer will not be playing. He lost a legal battle with his bandmates. Reuters correspondent Beth Timmons reports.
The band's been together for 5 decades, but it was a temporary disability with his foot that led him to sue his fellow band members. According to Hollywood media outlets, last summer the other musicians claimed that he couldn't operate the pedal for his drum set properly, and he stopped playing with them. The group said he'd need to re-audition with his own band to perform, according to reports. He's 69 years old. A Massachusetts court denied his petition because his 1990 employment agreement does not address temporary illness, so they say there's no breach of contract.
That's Beth Timmons reporting. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.